discussion. Be a gang, be a gang. What you wanna know? Be a gang, be a gang. Welcome to the show.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 8 of the Beard Gang Podcast. I'm your host Justin, aka Viz. In the studio with me today, I have Kevin, aka Quev.
What's good, world?
Dude, this is episode 8, right? So we're gonna dig a little deep. Sir. I got a good topic. We got a good topic today. We want to talk about people caring. People caring in the workplace. There's a lot I want to dig in on that. I'm pretty excited. And then we're going to kind of do like a new segment. I mean, I don't want to say a new segment because I don't know, you know, if it's going to stick, but we're going to test the waters. We're going to test the waters. All right. But we're going to do something just called just stop.
Just stop.
Please just stop. All right. We're going to go over some things that we feel like people, you know, that feeling you get when you're like,
just stop.
All right, so we're gonna kind of dig in. I got some topics and some things we wanna dig in on. So this is gonna be good. But yeah. So after this commercial break, we're gonna come back in with our open discussion. We'll see y'all after that.
If you want it, then you better bring your best. If you got some static, get it off your chest. Talking sideways, better come at me direct. Thought there was some beef, I laid that beef to rest.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Beard Gang Podcast, episode 8.
I cannot believe we're here.
Here we are, man. All right, so let's open up this discussion today.
Let's talk
about loving what you do. It's so much harder if you're not maybe doing your career that you where you want to be, you see yourself today. But no matter what, I mean, no one loves getting up. No one loves sitting in traffic.
I don't know. I don't like sitting in traffic, but
you gotta find passion in what you do.
Yeah, and I think it comes from like a deep, like a very deep place. Like
yeah, it doesn't like,
because it's not about what you're actually doing. Because you know, like if you have an end goal, what you're doing right now is just the path to that.
Yeah.
And those paths are bumpy. Those paths are rough. Those paths are long nights. Those paths are flipping burgers. Those paths are, you know, those paths are digging holes. Those paths are, you know, all of those paths that you go down.
Yeah.
That get you to your end goal. But the thing is, you got to give a shit the whole path.
A little bit.
No, not even a little bit. You have to give a shit a lot if you really want to reach that goal. So this is my thing, and I'm just gonna say this, and I want to know what you think, because guys, if you know who's listening, y'all, me and him have not discussed this. We talked about the topic, but we haven't like discussed
opened
this
up.
Yet. Yeah. So like, do you think it's just a lot of people that just don't have goals, or do you really believe it's a lot of people that don't give a shit?
I'm saying it
because there's a lot of places I go that I just don't feel like people have passion about. Not even about what they're doing, but about just even being
right now. Yeah. And it's a stepping stone.
Yep.
Or
well, no, I don't think they're treating it like a stepping stone. That's great. Treat it like a stepping stone, but they're not even treating it like
it's
that.
It's the entitlement, I think, is where you're going. That a lot of
I don't know.
People have. I don't want to say any
no,
names.
No, I don't think it's a generation. Like, I think I think everything is person by person. And I think that's
true,
something
true.
That happens in our that's going on in our generation where people keep saying it's a generational thing.
It
is a person thing.
When you're born, it's who you are.
It's who you are.
What you're.
And how you were brought up.
Yeah. Well, how you soak that in? Like, does that affect
do
you?
Do you care?
Yeah.
Do you have a goal? But my question to you was, and I'm going to go back to it. Do you think it's a bunch of people that don't give a shit? Or do you just think it's a bunch of people that don't have goals? And maybe with direction and maybe with guidance, you could turn them to something that would cause them to grow. Or do you think it's just they, like, even if it was on the table, they wouldn't want it? I mean, I'm just wondering, like, just...
That's tough. I
because
mean,
that's
be,
how...
It goes back to what you're saying. It could be a person-by-person basis.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know...
Because I just feel like sometimes I go to people and I'm like, I don't even think this guy wants help.
Yeah. Why am I pushing, like, giving my time to this person who doesn't care to succeed and have a desire like Chef Sean that we interviewed?
Yeah. And that's... People like him are, like, it's hard to say people directly inspire you, but it inspires me to keep grinding because I see where the grind can get you.
Oh, yeah.
I see the goal, and
it's contagious.
Other people's grind, and I feed off other people's hustle. If the guy next to me is working, I want to work harder than that guy.
I want to get it even more.
Even Yes, I want to work harder.
Tenfold, please.
You know, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So I was, a lot of people talk about, well, you know, they have all these ambitions, and I don't want to bring up like money and like minimum wages. It's not about any of that. You know, my thing is it too late for somebody if they, like, if they're listening right now and they're like, they're just been at a dead end job and they can't get nowhere. You know, I mean,
I don't think it's ever too late for anybody.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, so how do we as, you're even as that beard people gang,
maybe yeah, have, saying, maybe feel like this is a dead end job or a dead end career. It's never really going anywhere because you're not focused.
Yeah.
You're not passionate. So, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, here, look, let me give you an example. Okay. So you go into a large department store. I'm not going to say any names. You go into a large department store and you're walking around and you have that obvious look. You look like the one dude that's at the end of the bar hoping the bartender sees him. You know what I mean? You're like, dude, please somebody notice me. You just want help. You know what I mean? You can't find what you're looking for and you just want help. And you don't get it and you pass 5-6 people. You know what I mean?
Like, you get frustrated.
You do. But then it clogs your brain. Because then you're thinking, dude, everybody at this establishment just don't care.
Yeah.
Just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
your direction should matter more than who's trying to lead you.
Well, what I'm saying is, if people are out there listening,
if you have a goal and you're headed in a direction, stick with your direction. There'll be people that understand.
Yeah, but my thing is if there's somebody listening who works at a place like that and has that attitude, because there's going to be somebody listening that has it. They're going to know it.
Of course.
I know it's a crappy job. And I guess I'm saying, like, I've been there. Like, I know we it's cleaning have. Toilets isn't this miraculous thing. But that's your stepping stone. And my thing is, like, if you care a little bit about what you're doing.
You got to find pleasure in the small things.
But it's going to transcend. Well, what I'm saying is it's going to transcend. And you're not going to be, if you're the best toilet cleaner in the building, you're not going to be the toilet cleiner for long. I promise you. You're going to be
that'll be recognized.
That's what I'm saying. And then when you get to that, if you're the best at that, even if that's not your end goal, no, but you're the best at that. No matter what
you're doing, you have to be passionate about it and give your all so people
you'll get to believe your end. You. I promise you, you'll get to your end goal faster. Yes.
No matter if it's what you believe in now or not, if you believe in that, stick with it, and I promise it'll lead to good things.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna cut this commercial break real quick, and then when we come back, we still got one more of the topic we want to hit real quick. After this, we'll be back and we'll continue this convo going.
D2 has survived. D2 has survived. D2 has survived. I can teach you how to survive. Rule number one: never leave without your gun. Rule number two: never get played for food. The streets are a jungle, but this ain't no book. These are the lessons and the notes I took. I've been shook, but that's not what really matters. Don't let it be about the money to make your pockets fatter. I've been lit, I've pulled licks. Most y'all ain't done shit. My flow, I can't quit, I can't quit, I can't quit. I'm teaching my kids the do's and don'ts. Be a survivor, that ain't no joke. Raising 3 kids, you know I should smoke. Blazing the dreams until I'm broke. I did not believe, but now I'm woke. Beating the odds as hard as oak. You can't believe the words I spoke. Remember the fam, you need them the most. Survivor, the son, the Holy Ghost. Don't ever get heated on somebody's post. These are the lessons. So hold real close. Remember the falling at every time.
Hey everybody, welcome back. So look, okay, so you know, anyways, we were talking about, you know, the generational thing of, you know, it's not about the generation not giving a shit. I think it's an individual thing. And we live in a world with too many resources, right? And you know, and even to piggyback that, like, that's why there's a phone in our hands all the time. Like, that's why when people say they don't have a job, or they don't like where they're at, they don't like where they work. If you are exactly in the place that you are right now because you just don't care. Because we have way too many.
You ain't a tree.
Yeah, you're not a tree. Get up and move. Yeah, exactly. Get up and move. Okay? You know, we got this phone thing in our hand. That's another thing our generation gets hit on, right? They say, you know, obviously we're like our generation was the only generation to like not live without internet, right? But, you know, what they always talk about, you know, we don't put our phones down. We always see those memes people put where it's like, 15 kids playing and two parents staring at their phone or whatnot, you know, which is not really true. Cause when I'm outside playing with my children or we're down at the creek doing stuff, I mean, you've been there, you know, I'm doing stuff with my children. I'm not looking at my phone, but, I work on that. And a lot of stuff gets done, but I'm just saying a lot of stuff. Sometimes. Yes, exactly. But a lot of stuff gets done on my cell phone.
Yeah.
Why I'm being able to be with my kids. It's I feel like I'm able to be with them more because of that.
We've evolved, so to speak, from generations so that we can use these resources a lot better, you know?
And that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, it's because of that resource, though, that I get to spend more time with my kids.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel. It's quicker for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you use your phone, I mean, constantly for what? What are we always doing? What are you usually snapping.
Which
is content creation, which does stuff
for the Instagram, the podcast, Facebook,
which
for,
does the, you know, yeah, you know what I mean?
Stuff, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you know, for me, not only does it help with that, you know, we're able to move content, but we're also able to, I got a device right here that I'm able to send emails, check, you know,
and reach people all over the world.
That's why I say, I mean, again, it is, if they want to say it's our generation, I could see that being a thing because our generation never lived without internet, but I also feel like if you're not born in this generation, you should be just as interested in that device.
Absolutely.
And you should use that device.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook, Snapchat, all that stuff is places to make money.
I don't know why people are so stubborn about, you know, their generation. Yeah. Oh, I didn't, you know, back in my day. Like, why? Who cares? Like, no offense. Like, no. I respect my elders and all.
Absolutely.
But why do you have to shove it in my face that you did it harder? That's
cool. It definitely was.
I mean, I'll give them that. If we've evolved and come up with easier ways.
That's why I use it. That's why I use it.
Using these things.
It's a tool.
To be closer to our families, to reach out to people that we can't usually. I remember when you were a kid, you know, your friend moved away. You're never going to see him again.
Done.
Hunter's.
You know what's funny is I'm looking at some of these people up now.
we'll follow his parents. I promise. You'll never lose him.
Yeah, we'll know exactly what he's doing for every vacation from here moving forward.
Are you kidding me?
I think it's great.
Yes, I think so. Why can't we celebrate our generation instead of knocking it? You know, oh, you're a millennial. That's my favorite one. Or maybe I'm a.
There are yeah.
Maybe I'm this. Maybe I'm from here, and maybe I was born in the right time, and my generation works for me.
You were born in the right time.
Thank you.
The Beard Gang podcast time.
Yes, sir.
Which is the right time.
The only time to be in. Time's new.
I mean, yeah, but it's even podcasts like. I generally listen to podcasts more than I listen to radio. I mean, how are you on that? I mean, even let's just even say stream stuff. I stream everything. How often do you listen to the radio unless you're listening to like news talk or something trying to get the weather?
I'm going to be honest. I often have trouble sometimes with my Bluetooth. So I listen to the radio more than you would think. I don't stream as many podcasts as I should, ours. Yeah. But
well, that's the best one.
It's kind of bland.
What's going on the radio? Because it's just like me. I haven't had cable. I haven't had cable since 2008, bro.
That's like the
since 2008, no cable, nothing. Everything's
that's the generational thing.
That's why this whole Netflix and Georgia thing is killing me, because I'm like, I love Netflix. I mean, I love Georgia. Can't we all just get along?
Like, seriously.
Yeah, I'm sure there's somewhere.
It's just not right.
Yeah. I hope they just don't take away my streaming, because I'll die. Yeah. The Office is on
that's too much. I've been
watching Netflix. I don't know if you remember, but when Netflix first started streaming on the Nintendo Wii, it was a disc that you put in to
back to the discs.
It was a disc. Well, the first Nintendo Wii was discs, remember?
Yeah.
And it was like a little Netflix disc that got shipped to you, because when I first started using Netflix, I didn't have cable, so I was using Netflix to get movies. So I would rent two movies a week. And by the time you mailed them to you and sent them back.
I remember red boxes were hot. I mean, I don't know if
Netflix was around then. Remember how like Netflix started as like a DVD exchange?
Oh yeah.
It was not a digital streaming.
That's cool.
I don't even know. Can you get DVDs from Netflix?
Netflix and still.
Okay, so when we have... All right, look, mark today, because episode 8, remember this.
May...
On our throwback episode, we have to see if Netflix still has discs for the next throwback episode.
We shall.
Okay, because I'm curious about that, but I don't want to look it up.
Yeah.
Right now. I don't want to ruin it. That's
right
not cool.
Now.
Yeah.
Right here.
Let's live in the moment. Let's live in the moment of not knowing.
Right here.
Although I do have a device on my table here that would give me that answer.
Boom.
Really quick. Like, really quick.
Or one right over my shoulder, too.
But anyways, I started. Yeah, speaking computer. Of. Yeah. But I started Netflix when it was just a disc company.
That's crazy.
And you could rent, you paid a certain amount of money for how many discs you could rent. And I was doing like the $10 one because I mean, it was like just, three or four discs.
Is that how you just put it like in your mailbox? And they just, or do you have to take it somewhere?
No. Yeah, you just throw it in your mailbox.
Oh, see, that's, I always thought about doing one of those, but I don't, I guess.
That was Netflix. Yeah. That's how Netflix started. That's all they were, was a disc program. They would, like, I would go online and I would go ahead. You don't remember this? You would go online and you'd put Netflix, in order. Buddy. You'd like, you would have your DVDs for, set up for the whole week. So I'd have DVDs come in every day. I'd be putting some in the mail and be getting one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and it was, I had a queue. So like Netflix had a queue. That's how the queue started. You'd pick my list. The my list that's on there was my list of what DVDs you wanted. And as you got them, well, as you got them, they'd come off your list because you already watched them. Yeah. They already mailed them to you. Mm-hmm. And so you knew what was coming and...
But is it like that Redbox thing? Like, what if you have two and you missed one? Do you keep it for like
no,
a
like,
fee
no, no, no.
It,
that's what you say. So, like, you pay, for me, I paid for four discs. So, if I kept all four discs, they would stop sending me at whatever video it stopped at. Gotcha. They wouldn't send, and then when I would send one back, they would send that next one. If I never sent any of those DVDs, they would just keep my money for the month. I was paying them monthly. I could keep those DVDs forever. If I sure, never found them,
we got it.
If I never found them, they would be like, all right, cool. We're still charging you monthly. Like, they don't care. I'm sure there was like a charge to get it back, but I never.
Yeah.
But they used to send them to you in envelopes. They were like little envelope and envelope.
Yeah. Did you say I wasn't gonna say?
No. Go ahead.
I thought we were gonna do like a word thing. Like, what did you think? Envelopes or envelopes?
No. That was just me not saying it right.
Tomatoes,
I think twice.
Tomatoes.
I don't think that's even a tomato tomato thing. That's just like a right or wrong. Envelope.
Who says envelope?
Is it envelope or envelope?
I believe it's envelope. I mean, what if it's on top of the envelope? Then it's envelope. I don't know if that's the word, but
he said it's envelope. I'm going to take his mic.
I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
Here we go.
Anyways, envelope. No, but no, I forgot what I was saying.
The discs from Netflix.
Yeah, so the discs. Like, I don't remember how they came, but all I remember is Robin dealt with all that.
She was the Netflix dealer back then.
Yeah, well, I think it like came with a return envelope. So when you opened it up, you had the disc. The disc was in a sleeve, and then that sleeve had a return envelope that you just put it in your mailbox.
Yeah.
And the mail lady would just come pick it up.
Yeah.
It was simple. I mean, it was to the door. It was straight to consumer.
Okay.
It was cutting edge then. But and then I was like, you know what? If I can just keep renting movies every night, I'll just watch one show a night. You know what I mean? At one point, I started getting the episodes of The Office, disc one, season one.
Oh, yeah?
And I just, then... We had a Wii, and they were like, we're going to start streaming. And, like, it only had Bob's Burgers, The Office. Like, it had all this simplified list of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was set. Then I was hooked.
That's all you needed.
The Office has been on my list since day
forever.
One. Yeah, since forever.
Yeah.
And then it became an app, which was cool. And then all of a sudden, people were like, who needs cable?
Seriously.
I've been hip to it. If you've got cable now, I mean, you got cable?
I do not have cable.
How do you do it?
I'm a Fire Stick kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Amazon. Yeah, so, is yours like the whole Alexa?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
I'm jealous of that. Well, I want that for my bathroom because I have a TV in my bathroom.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I mean, seriously.
Are you even human?
All you TVers out there that watch TV in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I would be interested, though, in later on revisiting a poll of who has TVs in their bathroom.
I don't think it's a thing like we mentioned.
Dude, I saw it on MTV Cribs.
It was the MTV Cribs thing.
I saw it on MTV Cribs in like 98.
And I'm not saying, I'm not knocking it. Like, who's listening right now can tell me, that's a better poll. Who listening right now would not like a TV
before
in their
flat screens?
Who would? Who wouldn't?
Because I mean, all I'm saying is if you don't now, I don't know why you do not.
An easy answer.
Yeah, you
exactly.
should figure out how to get
that's
that.
What I mean.
Yeah,
that should be the poll.
Yeah.
Who wants a TV and who doesn't want a TV?
Well,
who are those people?
We'll do it the week that we release this. We're going to do that. So everybody look out here. If you're listening to this in a day or two, I don't know when you're listening to the poll. Might be out already, but if it isn't, it's coming. We'll do a poll on Facebook. A Facebook poll. That's a good idea.
Let's do it.
Who has a TV in their bathroom one day? First, let's do who would have TVs.
Okay.
Who thinks a TV should be in the bathroom? Then we'll do who has one.
All right. We'll do them both.
But anyways, I mean. Going back to it being like a generational thing, like, I mean, it's like, I don't have cable. I mean, I said all that to say that I don't have cable, but I mean.
Yeah, it's a generational thing.
No one
really has cable anymore.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I think it's
let's
maybe
poll
our
that too. Who's got cable?
Generation.
Like, who's still got cable? It's like, okay, let me ask you this. Do you, at your house, do you have a home phone?
I do not, but I do have a Amazon Echo device, which can make phone calls the same way. So
yeah, I guess I really that is like one. Our generation's home phone, because I do have one. Because I'm always like, dad drop it. Like, my dad has the ability to like drop in.
Boom.
Which, yeah, I mean, you're living. Listen, right. Anybody listening, just make sure it's somebody that you know.
You have to turn the preference on.
Yeah, you got to turn the preference on. Yeah,
like, hey, I'm here.
All that stuff where everybody's like, Alexa's listening. I'm like, I'm sure Alexa is. And when she hears my conversation, she's like, this guy's not as interesting as he's saying on his Facebook.
Seriously.
What all those?
Where's the juicy stuff?
Yeah, this is not how he's portraying to people. No, I'm just kidding. God. But anyways, yeah. I mean, I guess it's like our generation's like home phone is like a drop-in system, a smart home system.
Yeah, and yeah, it's still plugged into the wall. Yeah, but you can talk to it.
Yeah, and I mean, we use it as like an internal communications within the house too.
Exactly. Exactly. People had like it was like cutting edge, like in the 80s. Early 90s, they have like an intercom system or something.
Dude, do you remember? Okay, so like it's funny that you bring that up. So it's not even the 80s. Okay, so when we were moving into Florida, a house in Florida, that was like an option. And I remember, like, we didn't get it.
What?
Yeah, we didn't get it. But I thought it was how cool it was. It had like a home station. So first there was one outside. So if anybody was at the door, they can ring the doorbell. And if you rang the doorbell and you started the intercom, it would start the microphone and they could just talk. So you could talk to the person at the door, which I always thought was like cutting edge killer. And then it had like an internal communications, like in the kitchen, and the home base in the kitchen had like a CD player.
So if, that
should tell you, if that doesn't date you,
old it's school a CD player. Alexa,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And that was like, I mean, I guess you had to press the button though to go to a room, but all of the rooms were numbered. So it was like room one, room two, room three.
And that was sick back then. That was dope. Cutting edge.
Dude, like, that was the dope. I didn't have it, but I remember my friend, across the street, they had it, and it was like his mom would always be like, send your friend home, it's time for dinner. And they'd be like, all right, bro, I gotta kick it.
You're like, golly, like, your mom's could talk.
Yeah, your mom's yelling from the speaker in the wall, I should go.
You know what I mean? Along.
That was a big thing. No, but that's funny. But yeah, I mean, what else do you think, like, generationally is different now than, you know, that was different then than it is now?
I mean,
like, what's something that you do daily that you like didn't do that way, or you would have loved to have that option? Because there's a lot of things I'm like, man, if I had that when I was younger, that'd be cool.
I think the reminder, in the Alexa is huge for me, because
she can hear you.
I didn't get that.
That was her. She did not get that.
You know what she does get? She gets me though.
Yeah,
I can add my groceries to her. I can be reminded.
I use that a lot on my iPhone,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think we...
Just having the ability. I think it's not...
Take for granted that, like, we... Come on. Like, it's not an old age thing. It's not, a generation... Like, we are forgetful. Come on.
Yeah. No, so, but I mean, my thing is like, I like it on the Alexa, but I like it on the Alexa feature. But, I mean, even on my iPhone. I use it on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Have you heard any of, the stats on that new iPhone? Or Apple came out with, like, this iHome thing.
Oh, to compete with the Google? And
I don't know if it's really to compete. I think it's just to be in the same airspace as them.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, Alexa's the one that's taken off the most in comparison to, all the other ones. If you ask me, having the Echo normal thing is, that's the standard. I mean, it's weird to say standard, but that's, what most people have.
Yeah,
and then exactly. I would probably say second to that would probably be the Google Home. You have that, don't you?
What
do you
think of that Google Home, and it's the first generation, and it's a lot louder than the original Dot from Alexa, which is... So I was like, oh, they got them there. But then,
Gen 3 came out.
Yeah, and Gen 3 was like, what, Google?
Yeah.
So, they keep evolving, just like we're talking about evolving right now. So,
Well, let's cut to one more break.
All right.
And let's continue this on, because I want to talk more about what we were just talking about, the tech stuff. I like that.
Okay.
But yeah, so I love where this conversation went too.
It's beautiful.
The whole generation thing. This is good. This is kind of what I was hoping to dig into. But anyways, all right. All right, well, cool. So we're gonna cut to commercial break when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and then it's Beard the Unbearded. Thanks.
I ain't slowing down for shit, nah, I'm humble by the deal. I ain't slowing down for shit, better catch up quick.
Let go.
Got too much to do to be tied up with you. Got too much to do, I'm about to make a move. I ain't slowing down for shit. 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 Got too much to do to be tied up with you. Got too much to do, I'm about to make a move.
No, no brakes on throttle. My bank account look like it just hit the lotto. That bitch got a deep throat, I swear her nigga's hollow. And when I'm by the bus, she says it's tip like a baby bottle. I like my bitches pretty thick, I don't like no skinny model. I get money every day, yeah, that is my motto. I'm focused on my goal, like I ain't worried about tomorrow. There ain't no motherfucking handouts, ain't no motherfucking borrow. You think I wish for you and you, or even you? It's a goddamn lie, dog, I got too much to do. You think I'm waiting for you and you, or even you? That's a goddamn lie, dog, I got too much to do, so fuck you.
Hey everybody, welcome back. But yeah, I mean, what I like about this topic is, you know, like, I use the reminder thing every day. That is like, I mean, that is literally how I keep track of like everything I have to do that day.
Oh yeah. I mean, you're stupid if you don't access it as a checklist and go over.
And the way, and what I like about the Alexa version of it is like the way you can, how it links to your phone, links to your, you know, everything. Links to everything.
Yep.
I like the iOS version. Google has a version. I haven't used the Google version, but I like the iOS version. What I'm thinking of is like, when are they going to come out with a way to like, no matter which one you have, it reminds you.
Like a, like
that
a
could complete already exist. One. Like yeah. A complete one. Like I always joke about The Office when they're like, oh, woof.
I'm sure they could. Yeah. I'm sure they could create an app. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, like, how do you.
I like, I remember as a kid being woke up my alarm clock to music. Now I can wake up. And my mom had to turn my lights on to wake me up. But now...
Yeah, remember the radio just to turn on? You get the radio just to turn on?
My Echo will turn on my lights and my radio.
Dude, I remember when I got a clock radio. Talking about evolution. I was so excited that the radio would turn on to wake me up.
It was so cool. I know. That's what I mean. That was cool.
Yeah.
And now I can just say, hey, wake me up. Give me a flash briefing.
Yeah.
Start my day. Turn my lights on.
Yeah.
If I was a huge coffee drinker, start my coffee machine.
Yeah, that's
it's insane.
That's the only thing I need to get more into I need to get more into the plugs and the lights.
Oh,
because that's the only thing that I don't have going. Yeah, that's the only thing I don't have going on right now is the plugs. But yeah, anywho. So I mean, what are some other ones that you use every day?
I just the fact that you can fact check it literally. Yeah,
that is
anything,
something that our generation is lucky
just
of.
The Google. But there's been a lot
of
close.
There's been a lot of times
or
where
the
like,
Alexa.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times where I'm like, I've been doing something, and it's like it's easy just to go ahead and like look it up.
Yeah,
and call somebody.
I mean,
out
why
on the
rack
shit.
Your brain around it?
Yeah, call somebody out.
You
on
don't
the
have
shit.
To have your professor at your side.
Yeah, it's like these kids. So I'll bring this up. Our kids want me to bring them up, but it's like the kid they got. So my son got a one got a Russian tortoise.
Yes,
which is pretty cool. His name is Mikey.
Mikey, we are gonna have Instagrams for,
yeah, for him. Mikey.
Yes.
Yeah. And then my other son got a bearded dragon named Squatch,
which is climbing up your arm currently.
It's currently climbing up my arm.
Just investigating
in the studio.
Yes.
Live, we're gonna create an Insta for both of those because you're
and
gonna see
gonna
them a lot.
We're gonna tag them.
Yeah, you're gonna see them
know,
a lot
with pictures
in the podcast and in pictures and
yeah,
everything
they will
else,
be.
So. We're pretty
involved.
Excited about that. But, like, that's the other thing, though. Like, if they, in the early to late 90s, if you wanted, you'd have to go look it up. You'd have to go get an encyclopedia.
Who's making Instagram and Facebook pages for their pets?
That's
let alone
cool.
their lizards. Like,
but that's cool, though.
Insane.
I love that. Dude, how close.
I know.
You can reach people from so far.
Hey, this is my friend Billy. He's from Mars.
We've come so far since freaking AOL.
We have. Why does she resemble like somewhat of a the Geico lizard? Like, why does she got a Geico vibe going on? She's really booking it.
Do you, when you look at this dragon, do you think I want to save money?
I feel like if she spoke, it would be in a British tone. I do believe that.
She's
she came
very
across
sophisticated
the table right now.
Very
yes.
sophisticated.
She's very, very intuitive and very very bright-eyed, so I think that's the way she would... Or maybe it's the Australian in her.
They are Australian,
that's
bro.
Where it went. It the, was British, but crazy. Now I get it, see? Yeah.
See? You see how that all just... Connection. You know how I learned that, too?
How?
The internet.
Ah. Google. Circled right back around.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And now she's looking at us.
Yeah.
Saying, wrap this up. I mean, but seriously, guys.
Anywho. All right. Well, our favorite segment is next. And you guys know what that is. It is beard.
Guess who we don't have to beard?
This lizard.
This little squatch right here.
This little squatch.
Yes.
But when we come back, we're going to do Beard the Unbearded. I'm kind of excited about this one. We're both going to do a couple just because, like, this is a real quiet episode because obviously anybody listening knows we're missing Pistolapodge. He's going to be
Sean
on the next
the Animal.
One. Sean the Animal.
Hodgepodge.
He's going to be on the next
Sean.
One. Time ran tight, and so we had to get this out. Our people ask. We got to give. We also have some other guests coming on.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have our friend Josh, a long-lost friend. I don't want to say long-lost.
Yeah, I don't know how lost.
He's not very lost. I know exactly where
or
he
long.
Lives.
He's pretty long.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time. It's been a very long time. But anyways, so we're gonna have our buddy Josh on to talk
Bloody
about to talk about a few things. I'm hoping one item that it should come up is cooking.
I hope so.
But anyways, after this commercial break, we are gonna beard the unbearded. I am very blessed to see everybody that I don't see now.
Very blessed.
Break. When we come back, we're gonna do Beard the Unbearded.
Yeah, yeah.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase.
I say what I mean, and I won't say that shit again. You let my temper up, you gon' be my best friend. Say it all over them, man. They gon' need a pen. I say what I want, don't give a fuck who I offend. I say what I mean, and I won't say that shit again. You let my temper up, you gon' be my best friend. Say it all over them, man. They gon' need a pen.
Welcome back to the Beard Gang Podcast. This is my favorite part.
Oh yeah.
Of the Beard Gang Podcast.
Beard Gang.
It is Beard.
The
Unbearded. Alright, so this is the Beard the Unbearded segment. I love it.
Yes.
And I've been hanging on to this one.
Have
all right,
you?
So look it. So
talk to me.
Me and Queb have been playing this bracket thing, this 2000, it's what, NBA 2019?
It's 2K19, yes.
Okay, and we have this bracket going on.
Orlando Magic of all time.
That is my team. That's a team I always play with. I don't care who I'm playing against. I don't care if you've got, Lakers of all time. I'm playing, Lakers of all time would kill Orlando.
Hey, don't feel too bad because the Bucks
still play with them.
Are going to kill you. So
that's not
going to
happen.
Don't worry about that.
That's not going to happen. But anyways, okay. So... some of y'all listening might not know, but I lived in Florida for a while. And like during that time, Orlando Magic, like I never watched basketball, so I can't claim to watch basketball. What I'm going to claim is we always heard about it because I lived in Orlando.
Those guys brought you in, huh?
But those guys came to our school a bunch. Their magic dragon thing that with all the stuff coming out of
it. Yeah, that's being nice to call it a dragon, but go ahead.
Anyways, that thing always came over. Anyways, I got to meet Penny Hardaway. He came to our school one time. So I just became like a Penny fan. Because you know, like when you're a kid, you're like starstruck when you meet like your first.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was like the first, like, I guess. I mean, he was a celebrity then, dude. He was killing
Absolutely.
It. He was a celebrity then. And so like him and Shaq was going on there too. But anyways, so like that's why I'm a big Orlando. When we started playing, the old Razzle Dazzle. That's why I became a fan. So I want a beard.
Both
Penny Hardaway. I want to see Penny Hardaway.
Duo or just Penny?
No, I want to see Penny Hardaway at Harden level.
Okay, I think that he's better than Harden, to be honest with you.
Not basketball. I'm talking about bearded.
Oh, bearded. Excuse me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Clearly,
I
see what you're saying.
I want to see him at Harden's
that beard on that man.
Yeah.
And put it on. Okay. Clearly.
Yeah. Which I think this week we should post the one of Harden unbearded just because it's funny.
Yikes.
It's scary.
Oh boy.
It's not good for anybody.
Okay.
If he's listening, don't ever
shave that
thing.
So you're gonna beard Penny Hardaway.
I'm gonna beard Penny.
1 cent. All right.
Yeah, but I'm gonna beard Penny in 97.
All right.
Like 97
Very specific.
Penny. Yeah.
97 Penny.
Just because I want to find that old photo.
Okay.
You know, that old.
While we're in the 90s.
Yeah. Who you got?
You know, back to waking up to music. This morning, I chose to wake up to Genuine.
Genuine.
Yes.
Which song?
It came
My
on.
Pony.
Yeah, but it was like this. Just beard him. That beard. Bearding.
So he was calling to you.
Yeah, it was almost like it was designed for me to hear and be like, I need a beard.
That dude needs a beard.
You know? And I was like,
how much harder would Genuine have been? We're about to find out, folks.
Dude, he's making a comeback. We're going to put a beard on him. He's going to follow us and be like, whoa, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay, so you know who else I want a beard?
Oh.
Like the only wrestler I've ever liked besides The Rock, but the only like WWF, because I like watched UFC more than wrestling.
Okay.
But he lets beard John Cena. How much badasser would he have been bearded?
Maybe.
He would have been, even in his role in This Is the End, he would have been funnier if he was bearded.
I think a lot
even though that was funny.
Funnier. Yeah.
I think but so. I just think he's like a funny dude. Like, I think there's a lot. Like, I just.
Yeah.
It's besides wrestling, he's just funny. Like,
I believe so.
I think he's like more comedic than he is.
I think a beard would put him over the top, though.
Yeah. Who else would you beard?
I'm gonna go back to the.
I gotta add Shaq too. Sorry, my bad. I gotta add Shaq.
The basketball.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, gotta add Shaq to that too because those two.
You know, if we're gonna go back to the 90s,
right,
late 90s or whatever, I'm gonna beard White Chocolate, Jason Williams of the Kings, man. Y'all basketball nice. Heads, you know, his handles were some N1 mixtape, street level type handles.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I actually showed Hunter some old film of him the other day. I said, you need to watch this kid.
And did he even have stubble?
No. He just always,
we gotta give
yeah,
his
he always
beard.
Looked like he was 15, dude.
I bet once we put a beard on him,
pathetic.
He'll look like at
he
least
had a little
old enough
peach
to get
fuzz,
alcohol.
Maybe he had a soul patch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. He'll be a man. I think to this day, sadly, he still has not grown a beard. Yeah. But once again, just like Genuine, we may turn his mind to be like, you know what? I see it.
It's I should have had a beard.
This whole time. Like,
dude, you know what? I think the whole point of this segment is for these people to reach us and be like, you know what? I saw myself with a beard because of this. But do you remember that? Okay.
C-Web. Oh, that's who else I want.
Hold on.
C-Web.
Real quick.
Sorry.
Oh, C-Web?
I'm going to throw C-Web in there too.
Yeah, Spud Web?
Because that's kind of where I got my name. No. Chris Webber,
okay.
And he went by C-Web, and that's kind of where I got my name, K-Web. So,
all right, we got a handful of people. For the two, for it just being me and you, we've got a handful of folks.
I think it's, yeah.
But that's what it ends up turning into, because you're like, if I'm going to see Penny, I got to see Shaq.
And if you're going to see Jason Williams, you got to see Chris Webber.
Oh, yeah.
And if you see Genuine, apparently you think of John Cena.
Those aren't John Cena, Genuine. I don't know. I guess they both start with J. Those weren't connected. I just
I know,
I happened to see John. It was like one of those things where, like, you saw John Cena and you're like, I got to beard that man.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think he's been bearded in anything.
No.
I'll look it up. And if I find
nothing.
It, I'll put it next
What's
to, like, one of him not bearded.
Yeah. Does he have something against beards?
I don't know. I think it's more of, I think it's more of John Cena is the caricature. Is that how I said that? The caricature. Is the character? The character
for your novel.
The character.
The character. Yeah, it's 19 syllables, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Character. I don't know. The character?
Yeah, he's the caretaker of.
He's no, I'm just saying character. John Cena is the character he plays. The character.
I know. He always plays himself.
I'm saying
himself
that wrong. And now I feel like
saying.
I'm saying it
it's
funny.
Okay. Well, we'll revisit this. And
let's not. And say we
sure?
did.
Are you sure you don't want to bring this back? Throw back it.
Dude. That's okay. Why the next throwback episode is going to be good, because now we're remembering this stuff.
But John Cena
but yeah, I just
always
think,
plays himself is what you're trying
that's
to say.
No, what I'm saying is
he plays
John Cena, and John Cena
doesn't
have a beard.
He's
bearded.
Either way, he's not bearded.
Because he's not really like an actor. Does that make sense? Like, he's not. I mean, he is an actor because he acted.
Yeah.
But he always plays himself. He plays the
John
wrestler.
John Cena. Acting like he's wrestling.
That's acting like John Cena.
Exactly.
He was not wrestling in This Is the End.
Is his name really John Cena? Do we even know that?
I don't know. I know he was a Marine.
Ah,
which is cool.
Interesting.
Shout out to him.
Little FF for you.
That's cool.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, no, I think that's cool.
That is pretty awesome.
But anywho, I mean,
but all
right, well,
beard,
look.
So.
I mean, talking about cool stuff, we've got a lot of cool interviews coming up, I hear.
We do.
I'm not going to, like, let y'all get too much of a secret in, just say we're going to have some decent.
No teasers.
Decent big name people.
We're gonna have some fun,
but we're gonna have some folks on here, you know, to talk about the things they did, growth with their business, you know, it's gonna be a lot of everything, because we're, you know, like we said in the last episode, Sean brought it up good, you know, it's the whole we're about growth, you know, if we can help you grow, if you're listening to this now and say, you know, oh, I started my own business, I went through a lot, you know,
how can we help you grow?
Like, let us help you. Let us help you get your story out, because I feel like, yeah, I just feel like testimonies and hearing other people's stories is what's inspiring. It was inspiring for me.
Or maybe people need to hear your story. Tell us why.
Tell us why. Yeah. Let us know. You know, get, you know, you want to be on the show, DM us. We'll get you on the show. You know, are you an entrepreneur? Are you an inspiring entrepreneur? Are you an artist? Or music?
Are you trying to grow?
I mean, whatever. Are you trying to grow? What are you trying to do? Let us help you. Yeah. Let us help you reach out to our people.
Help us help you.
Because our listeners are about growth. Anybody who's been hanging on this long, which we are very close to 500, you know, our audience is growing.
Help us too, by the way.
Our audience is growing.
Please, 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 please.
Yeah. Share. Our audience is getting huge. You know, to say that we had 500, you know, that we have 500 listeners is
that's freaking awesome.
It doesn't seem, it's going to seem small to us later on, but it seems very big to us now. And I hope we don't ever lose
that attitude of wow, this is pretty cool.
It is.
What we're doing.
Sweet.
Whether we're touching 2 million people or 2 people, if we touch one person, I think, and they go, wow, they really recognize what we're trying to do. That's enough. That's why we're doing this, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got some guests coming on too, which is cool. They're going to, you know, just to have on, you know, just to mix it up.
We may even interview Mikey down the road.
Yes, an interview with Mikey the Turtle. I'm sure it'll be very quiet. He's a man of little words.
Very few words.
Very few words. Yeah. Although he is a man, we found out, which is good.
Yes. We also figured out how to tell the genitalia of a tortoise and a bearded dragon this evening. So
things
talk
you
about
learn.
Growth.
When you have children, technology. You say that now. You know, that's from having kids. You know, because you're like, they're trying to pick out names, and you're like, I don't, let me check. You know, but we're keeping the name Squatch. I don't care.
Squatch works
both ways, I think.
Yeah.
It's very neutral.
Many different cultures. Yeah. You don't know what girls are called.
But anyway, so we got a lot of stuff going on. So we're excited, and we're very thankful for everybody who's listened.
Thank you so much.
I hope that episode 8, you know, puts our audience at a much higher level. We hit that 500 mark like we want.
We love you all.
I think this is going to be our episode. I'm hoping by episode 9 we can tell you how we reached that goal.
Oh yeah.
We're thankful for every single one of you guys, and keep sharing, keep growing, and next episode we should have Pistola Podge back.
Yes, sir.
But shout out to him. He should be back. He's hustling, man. Speaking of the hustle and the grind and giving a shit, that
shout
man's out there hustling.
Oh, brother.
But anywho. All right. So, yeah, we look forward to episode 9, guys. We really appreciate it. On behalf of everybody at the Beard Gang Podcast,
keep growing.
Thank you for listening. I'm Viz. And we are out. Peace.
I'm trying to build an underground tunnel just like Taco. Live it right by the light, feel it just like Rocco. I'm getting a lot of money, yeah, turning a lot of guapo. We just getting started, but we got gonna start low. I'm trying to build an underground tunnel just like Taco. Live it right by the light, feel it just like Rocco. I'm getting a lot of